Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto. And so it was foretold by the great ones of the second golden age that elves and men and dwarves would come together in a great quest to defeat the evil Lord Darkness and break his dark rod of power. And the questers' task would be mighty, for the path to the sword of Asnagar was treacherous, and Lord Darkness's rod was long and hard. And nobody wanted to be the one who'd have to deal with it.
Behold the Sea of Calm. Beyond lies the object of our quest, Asnagar's sword.
Oh, I love the smell of the sea.
Oh, me too. It always reminds me of Daisy. Oh, Daisy.
Was she someone special?
It was one of those holiday romances. We met on a beach just like this, hit it off immediately, ran through the waves, explored the rock pools, played in the sand. Then she led me up into the dunes, and we spent 3 or 4 incredible seconds together until Sam found me and pulled me off her.
Her owner was furious. Apparently she was a pure pedigree.
Oh, well, I hate the sea. We dwarves distrust water.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I must say, I find the smell a little overpowering.
Yeah, that may just be Dean.
Well, our main problem is how we get across, for the object of our quest lies on the other side.
There's a fisherman up ahead. Perhaps he could take us.
Good thinking, my sweet. Hail him, Dean, and let us ask.
Hail, O fisher of fish!
He does not turn, my liege. Well, he has not heard. Hail louder.
Hail, O farmer of the seas! Still he spurns my hail. By my oath, I should teach this worm some manners.
Oh, hello. Where have you lot sprung up from, then?
We have been hailing you, O maritime hunter. Why did you not answer?
Hey, sorry about that. A bit deaf, you see. Ears full of seawater.
So it's not down to inbreeding amongst isolated and backwards fishing communities.
Oh, yeah. There's a bit of that, too.
We go oversea. You have boat. You take. Yes?
I said it was deaf, not stupid.
Sorry.
I can take you across. But it'll cost you.
Name your price.
Oh, my price is simple. I'll take you all across the sea, but in return, you must give me one human soul.
What?
All right, 3 groats.
Done.
Ah, the wind is with us, shipmates. The ocean is our mistress, and she's lying on her back and guiding us home.
What do you suppose he means by that?
I think it's a nautical term.
Can anyone else hear singing?
Nah, you're imagining things, Amos. It's probably the gulls.
No, it's a woman's voice. No, several women.
Hang on, now I can hear it. It's beautiful.
Yes, I hear it too. Quite lovely. Sort of enchanting, you might say.
Let's get closer to it.
I don't understand. I can't hear anything.
Neither can I.
There, it's coming from that island over there. We must get closer. Closer!
Wait, what if it's a trap?
Oh, for goodness sake, not everything is a trap.
But
look, for all we know, it's some kind of distress signal. Are you saying we should just ignore it?
Well, I just think...
No, of course not. I mean, what kind of a man would not be moved by the cries of such maidens?
I still can't hear anything.
Captain, can you put us down on that island?
Which island?
That one.
Oh, you mean the island of the sirens?
Sirens?
Yeah, whatever, set us down on it.
Are you sure this is a good idea? We should be getting the sword, and if there are sirens there, then...
Penthesilea. Penthi. I'm afraid that sometimes you have to accept that we men know best. You see, you're thinking with your head, and that's fine. But me and the guys are thinking with a different part of our bodies. That's right, our hearts. Come, Captain, will you land us there or not?
I'll land you there, but in return you must give me your firstborn child.
3 groats.
All right.
I have news of the questers, my lord. Apparently they've set out across the Sea of Calm with an inbred young fisherman.
Oh, right. How long have I been doing this now, Creech?
Lord?
The whole being a dark lord, battling against the forces of good thing. I mean, it's all fine and dandy, but, you know, I can't just go on forever, can I?
Well, you are immortal, Lord.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Still, one can't help feeling it might be nice to have someone around who could one day step into my shoes, don't you think?
Why, yes, Lord, I do.
An apprentice?
Yes.
A protégé?
Protégé, yes.
Someone like a mould and shape guide in the ways of evil.
Absolutely, Lord.
I suppose what I really need is a son. You're shocked, Creech.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Excellent. Will you help me make one?
Lord?
Now, come on, Creech, it's a simple enough request. Will you help me make a son?
Of course, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've got the right equipment, but I'll certainly give it a go.
Right. Well, first, we need to find a spell of creation.
A spell?
Yes. To create a living creature using the evil power of dark magic.
Oh, thank goodness for that. This way, everybody.
We're coming, sweet maidens.
We're coming. We're coming. We're... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's go. What a waste of time. I suspect we're on a fool's errand.
I have to say, I agree with Dean.
They must be in this tower.
We must smash down the door. Dean?
Hey!
They're here. We're safe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, brave warriors.
Lord Vidar, at your service, ladies. We heard your distress call.
Oh, how clever of you.
What's the problem?
There's a terrible monster.
Ooh, a monster. Where?
It's this way. Come quick.
Please forgive our state of undress. The foul creature came upon us as we were doing our ablutions.
That's okay. Actually, your towel has slipped a bit.
Oops.
Where is this monster of which you speak?
Over there.
What, in the bath?
Yes. Oh, it's too awful. I can't even look.
It's a spider.
I know. Isn't it hideous? It must be the biggest spider in the world.
That's the reason for the distress call.
Yes.
All this fuss because of a tiny spider.
Do you think we're being awful sillies?
Yes.
No, of course not.
You haven't gone out of your way, have you?
Not at all.
Yes, we have. We've just come all the way...
Look, not everyone can be a warrior princess, you know. Some women are a bit more sensitive. They need a man around to help with these things.
Exactly. Now, don't worry, ladies. We'll get rid of it for you. Sam?
Actually, do you mind if I don't? I'm not very good with spiders.
Behold, Creech, the bubbling primeval soup of life is congealing, taking shape. In a matter of moments, it will be a walking, talking, living being.
Yes, well, that'll be nice.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
I know what it is. You're afraid that my new creation will replace you, is that it?
Might be.
No, Creech, don't be so silly. Nothing could replace you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
No, I mean, I could literally replace you with nothing. A lightning will add the final touch, breathing life into my creation. There, something stirs in the void.
He's a bit funny looking, isn't he?
He is but a few seconds old, Creech. I'm sure he'll grow into his looks.
He's got your eyes, though. Yeah. Well, that one looks like yours. The other two, they're not so much.
He is my son, Creech. I don't care what he looks like.
Really?
As long as he's got 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Actually, he's got 10, 11, 12, 13 fingers on that.
As long as he's got at least 10 fingers and 10 toes, then I'm happy. And my razor-sharp intellect and talent for evil, of course. Sean Bond.
This is the life, eh, chosen one? Not a care in the world, being waited on hand and foot, stroked and caressed for hours on end. A bit higher, if you would.
Certainly, my lord.
Oh, you're right there. Over to the left, please.
Yes, master.
Oh, and not quite so hard.
I'm doing my best.
How come... get a damsel.
You have to wait your turn, human. First the chosen one and the elven prince must be attended to.
Ow!
It wouldn't hurt if you let me do it properly.
Yeah, I'm not taking my towel off, so stop asking.
Enough of this. Shouldn't we be getting back to the quest?
Hold on, what's your hurry?
Well, I don't see the point in hanging around. There's nothing here except a bunch of ripe young women swanning about in transparent gossamer gowns.
Yeah,
Are you hungry, my lords?
Rather. I can eat a horse. Seriously, have you got any horse meat?
Food would be lovely, please, girls, if it's all right with Penthesilea, of course. Are we allowed to eat at all?
I suppose. I'm a bit hungry myself, actually.
Yes, I can see you have a healthy appetite.
Have you any fruit?
The basket's over there.
Oh, only the men get served, do they?
Oh, you're full of spirit, my lady.
And cake.
What?
Nothing. Come, you are tired, my lady. You must rest. Why don't you change out of your sackcloth?
It's a battle tunic.
Oh, is that what it is?
It looks nice on you.
Okay, now, Prince Darkness, no, don't eat your hand. Now, shall we practice your evil spells?
I don't want to.
No, please, sire. Now, do it with me. Bubble, bubble.
Ow!
Hey, you two playing nicely together.
Yes, Lord.
Look, look, Mammy.
Daddy.
Daddy, watch me. I'm doing evil like you.
Yes. Well done. That's certainly very evil. But, you know, hitting things in the face is only one aspect of evil.
Is it?
Yes, yes. You see, whilst we do deal with the obvious evil things, war, famine, pestilence and so forth, in many ways, the most evil things, the things that cause the most pain and distress, are far more subtle. Now, consider those tiny everyday misfortunes, the dropped toast that always lands butter side down, the knock at the front door when you're sitting on the toilet, lost keys, disappearing teaspoons. It's the drip, drip, drip of these seemingly random events which wears away at people's souls and represents the real essence of what we do. As I always like to say, the real devil is in the detail.
Very good.
I don't get it.
Never mind. Now, run along, We'll continue your lesson later. Yeah, he's coming along, isn't he? I know every parent thinks their child is the cleverest, but I really do think he's got something.
Yes, Lord, he certainly has.
Anything we can do to help, ladies?
No, my lord.
Nothing to wash up? No bins to take out?
No, my lord.
You just relax. We are here to serve you.
Are you sure? You seem to be doing all the work around here.
That is as it should be.
Well, I suppose it is, but... Oh, well, if you're sure. I'll be on the beach waiting for my fruit shake. When you're ready, no rush.
So, my sister, they suspect nothing.
Of course not. They're men.
Shall we suck out their minds and gorge ourselves on their essence?
Oh, I think so, don't you?
I knew you were up to something.
Oh, it's you.
What do you want from us?
We don't want anything from you.
No, you can leave whenever you like. Now would be good.
I won't leave without my companions.
I think you'll find they'll be staying.
They seem to like it here.
So we're prisoners here, is that it?
There are no prisoners on this island. Any man who lands here may come and go as he pleases. But if he chooses to stay for 3 days, then he must pay the price.
Which is?
We lie with them. And as they abandon themselves to our embraces, we reach into their minds and suck out their self-knowledge. We rob them of their identity, their awareness, their very conception of who they are and how they fit into the world around them.
How horrible!
Oh, I don't know. They seem to quite enjoy it.
Oh, you look a bit down in the dumps, Lord.
I am, Creech.
Feeling glum, are you?
Yes. It's not helping. You may go glum.
Righto, yeah.
Is it Prince Darkness?
It is Prince Darkness, yeah. You know, he's not turned out as I hoped.
Well, I didn't like to say...
He can't even do the rack, Creature. I mean, I'm beginning to suspect that he might be, not very clever.
Well, that's the thing about kids, isn't it? You have to accept them as they are, not as you'd like them to be. Mm. After all, they don't belong to us. We're only looking after them.
I didn't know you had children, Creature.
Oh, I don't. You know, I keep my regurgitated pellets of rat fur and cockroach shells in jars and call them my children.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Well, you're right, of course. And who cares if he's hideously ugly and breathtakingly stupid, as long as he's happy.
Exactly.
What happens when he realises what he is, though? When he grows up and sees himself as the rest of the world sees him? What then?
Ah, won't be for a while yet, Lord.
Mother, we need to talk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, what is it, my son?
Am I or am I not stupid?
No, you're not stupid. You're very clever. But in a different kind of way, that's all.
Different means stupid.
You see, you knew that. That's very clever.
And I'm ugly. You never told me that.
Why do you think you're ugly?
I've got three eyes.
Well, lucky you. I wish I had 3 eyes sometimes.
And 13 fingers.
You can never have too many fingers.
And my face looks like 6 rotting turnips in a coal sack. The imps cry whenever they see me. I smiled at a goblin and he threw himself into the moat. I'll never be like you. I'm thick and disgusting and I wish you'd never made me.
Oh, Creech. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
I feel a bit guilty just sitting around doing nothing all day.
Never used to bother you when you were a dog. Listen, we're on to a winner here. Only a complete idiot would even think about leaving this place. Hi, Vidar.
I've been thinking about leaving this place. We should be getting back to the quest.
Well, what's the almighty rush? This is the first bit of fun I've had since I got here.
Oh, so you don't think that fighting 3-headed trolls and night demons is fun, then?
No.
Actually, it's not much fun, is it? You know?
What harm can it do to stay another couple of days? Recharge our batteries, then we can set off fully invigorated.
Hey, hey!
Oh, now what?
You have to leave immediately. These women, they're sirens, and they're going to suck out your minds and enslave you here forever.
Oh, right. So, anyway, Vidar, what do you think?
I think you're right, Sam. It cannot hurt staying another day.
Eat some more fruit. I quite fancy a grape.
Hello, did you hear me? If you stay here, you will lose your minds and be enslaved forever.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, so it's agreed. We stay 4 more days.
I think that's 3 days too many.
Okay, 2 more days.
That's better.
What's happening?
They are enchanted.
Well, they can't hear me.
No. All we've done is change your words. When you speak, the men hear you talking about female things, and thus they ignore you.
Oh, you cruel witches! Vidar, you are in terrible danger. These women are not as they seem.
Oh, yes.
They think you're talking about your sister's new boyfriend.
No! Sam, the sirens are going to steal your minds.
Oh, that's nice.
You just told them you're thinking of changing your hairstyle.
This is pointless. They do not listen to a word I say.
Well, you had to find out sometime. Bye, Fatty.
I cannot defeat the sirens alone. My weapons are useless against their cruel, girlish bullying. I fear all is lost.
Not necessarily.
Dean, you can hear me.
Yes, every word.
But why does the enchantment work on the others but not on you?
I don't know.
Perhaps you are different to other men.
No, I'm not.
But maybe something.
No, I don't think so.
What if maybe...
But to the matter in hand... Desperate times call for desperate measures. Don't forget, Lord Darkness has dominion over all things evil.
So?
He could order the sirens to release the others.
Of course. How do we reach him?
There is one way. Lord Vidar's high elven heart. It was fashioned under the rule of Lord Darkness in the time of unknowing. His purpose was to subjugate all the elven princes under the rule of one heart. One heart to rule them all. One heart to find them. One heart to break. Do you not know this?
No.
Well, anyway, to put it on is to become instantly visible to its creator.
We must take it. Vidar, I am taking the high elven hat of Beleron from your bag.
Yes, we'll visit your mother soon.
My lord, should we not be doing something about the questers?
Yes, I suppose so.
Who are the questers?
Oh, they are our sworn enemies, the forces of good. We must destroy them utterly to ensure the everlasting triumph of evil.
Sounds boring.
Well, it might sound boring to you, but I'm afraid you have no choice in the matter. If I say you're going to ensure the everlasting triumph of evil, you're jolly well going to have to do it.
I'm going to my room.
Don't you walk away from me, young man. I'm talking to you. Come back.
No, I don't want anyone to see me ever.
You... Kids, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Yes, right, the questers.
Yes.
Have my hordes gather outside and...
That's going to be an issue, oh horrid one.
An issue? What do you mean, Creech, an issue?
Your hordes are refusing to gather.
Have you threatened them with disemboweling?
Disemboweling, beheading, being eaten alive by your giant woodlouse. Yeah. None of it's working.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't like to say your hugeness.
Now, come on, Creech. Come on, we can talk to each other, man to other organism.
Well, to be honest, Lord, they don't believe you'll do it. They think you've gone soft, you see.
Right. Well, because of the Prince of Darkness, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But don't get me wrong. I mean, I think he's a smashing lad.
But
you might have to kill him to maintain your evil empire.
My boy.
Yes. Believe me, Lord, I'm just as upset as you. Do you want me to do it?
Hello!
Ah, Vidar's back with the girls.
Vidar, you look hale.
Yes, the maidens have been oiling my cuirass.
So... So what are we doing now? Spot a lunch? Ladies, could we get some food? I'd like a bit of sea bass braised in coconut. Vidar would like the shellfish, and Amos will have some sort of biscuit, I imagine.
Oh, can it be?
Yeah, a bone-shaped biscuit, if at all possible. That would be great. Is that a problem?
I'm afraid there is a problem, you miserable little worm.
Well, if the fish is tricky, I'll just have the salad.
Silence! A far more terrible fate awaits you than undercooked sea bass. Your doom is sealed, human, for we are the sirens of Innes Freya.
What do they do?
All who hear them are doomed.
Well, that's bloody typical, that is. There's always a catch.
You have passed 3 days with us. Now you must stay forever.
At sunrise, we will lie with you, and in our embrace, you shall lose all knowledge of yourselves. We will suck out your minds and feast upon your self-consciousness, leaving you as helpless as babes in arms.
I knew something was up. We dogs can sense danger.
But why didn't you say something then?
They had biscuits.
What are we going to do?
We have two options. One, kill the sirens.
But our weapons are useless against sorcery.
Yes, Vidar, you idiot. What a ridiculous thing to say.
Or two, kill ourselves.
Yeah, let's go back to the first thought.
It is agreed, then. The company of questers is united. We stand together, shoulder to shoulder, and do nothing at all.
Yep, yes, let's do nothing.
We do nothing. We're not doing anything. No action.
This is the highest point of the island. Do you have the heart?
Yes, but I...
It's our only chance to save the others. Put it on.
Very well. Oh, the burning eye of Lord Darkness appears above me.
Sir, Penthesilea, you have succumbed to temptation and put on Vidar's hat. Now you have revealed your whereabouts, I can send my winged hordes to consume you all in the icy fires of... What's the name?
You seem distracted.
No, I'm totally focused on destroying you all.
Then why is your flaming, all-seeing eye of evil staring off into the middle distance?
I'm having some problems at home.
Oh, dear. Anyway, the reason I called you was the other questers have been beguiled by the sirens of Innes Freya.
Oh, yeah.
And we were wondering whether you might, in your capacity as Lord of all evil things, order their release.
Well, obviously, I'd love to, but once they've been there 3 days, the sirens have to feed. I mean, rules are rules, I'm afraid,
But it's so horrible. They can leave them without any sense of who they are.
I know. Dreadful thing, losing your self-knowledge. It's... Hold on. I've just had an idea.
So, where do you want us, ladies?
You must mount the bier. Then we will bind your hands and tie you down, and as the first rays of sunlight strike the mirror of self-consciousness, we will lie upon you and suck out your minds.
Okay, sounds pretty straightforward. I'm quite looking forward to the mind-sucking.
Who's going first?
Me, I think.
Amos is the chosen one, Sam.
Oh, come on, I didn't even get a massage.
I do think the chosen one ought to be first to have his self-consciousness sucked.
Fine. It's not going to take them very long, is it?
Stop!
Oh, no.
Be afraid no longer, companions. I come to free you.
Yeah, we're fine, really.
Do not endanger your own life, fair betrothed one.
But you are about to suffer the most terrible fate.
We don't mind a bit of suffering.
I command you, hags, in the name of the quest, to release my companions from their bonds.
You cannot stop us now, oh badly dressed one.
Sirens, let the men go.
Lord Darkness!
As the master of the evil dominion, I command you to release them.
You may so order us, Lord, but these menfolk have passed 3 days with us, and now it is written that we must feed.
But is it not also written that you do not necessarily have to feed on those that have passed the 3 days with you?
I hate clever girls.
We have here someone who is ready to take the place of my companions.
In their stead, I shall give you none other than my own son, Prince Darkness.
Where is he, then?
He's... Creech, where is the Prince Darkness?
And he's hiding behind that tree.
Oh, yeah, he's a bit shy. come on, say hello.
All right.
See, I told you they wouldn't like me.
Nonsense. They were merely screaming in wonder at your magnificent physique.
Oh, really?
Bit thick, is he?
You could say that.
So then, sirens, you have your feast. Now, free the others.
Very well. We shall take your son and gorge ourselves upon his burgeoning consciousness.
Come on then, big boy.
Big boy. What's your name then?
Goodbye, son. Goodbye.
Bye, Mummy.
By all the gods, it was a close shave.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it? Lucky for us you came along.
I've saved you from a terrible fate.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that, yeah. I was really dreading the lying and the sucking, I must say.
We have all learned a lesson here today. I, for one, am grateful to you, my betrothed. I don't know how I'd manage without a mind.
Yeah, it's not a huge stretch of the imagination.
I have learned that women are not to be trusted.
And I've learned that men are not absolutely right every single time.
Oh, I haven't learned anything.
Surely you can see some benefit from this experience. You still have your mind. You've retained the essence of yourself. You are still Sam.
Yeah, you're not selling it. The thing is, my mind hasn't made me very happy so far, whereas the half-naked women hit the spot every time. Oh, all right, yes, I know. On balance, I'm probably better off.
And
I won't be distracted by semi-naked young women ever again.
Wise words, Sam. And now, let us splice the main brace and set a course for the next stop on our journey. The lost city of the scantily clad nymphs.
Hooray!